This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
This is Lily Saz, and you're listening to the best in Canadian blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Great tunes from right across this great country, from the comfort of wherever you may be.
Lily Saz and the band Coots Paradise from Dundas, Ontario. They're a multi-talented band, and they've got a new single out. The single is called Little Evie, and then we're going to hear a cut from their latest album, Downstream. This is the first time you're going to listen to Coots Paradise.
Who's got the sunshine in her smile?
Who?
Little Evie.
Oh.
Who got the sparkly stars in her eyes?
I know who.
Little Evie. Do you know who is a very, very smart young girl?
Oh, yeah.
Little Evie. And do you know who likes to have fun?
Why, yes.
Little Evie. She knows her ABCs. She knows her 1, 2, 3s. She likes to sing and dance. She knows her ABCs. She knows her 1, 2, 3. She likes to sing and dance. Oh, hey. You say she likes to sing? Well, let's sing. La 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 la. La 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 la. Bibabalula. La 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 la. La 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 la. Say she likes to dance. Well, let's dance. Bounce, 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 bounce. Twirl, 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 twirl. Bounce, 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 bounce. Twirl, 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 twirl.
Ah. Oh, but she must get tired sometime. So what then?
Well, she gets a good night's sleep, curled up in her bed, and then in the morning she starts all over again. She's as cute as can be in her butterfly dress. Don't let that fool you, she can fight like the best. When she takes to the mat, boys and girls beware. She is a kickboxing champ, like a dancer with flair. Who got this sunshine in her smile? And who's got the sparkly stars in her eyes? And who is that very, very smart young girl? And who has her very own style?
Surprises make me feel so good. I feel so bad. She
Coots Paradise with a couple of tunes, a new single, and a cut from their album Downstream. Up next, we got the Swingin' Blackjacks, some great rockabilly and jumpin' blues, Matt Allen on guitar and vocals, Gary Kendall on bass and vocals, and Adam David on drums. We're going to hear I Love You So and Little Easter, the Swingin' Blackjacks from Four Hot Tracks.
Well, come on, pretty baby, let's go out tonight. Arm in arm together beneath the warm moonlight. I love you so, I'll never let you go. Eyes as bright as diamonds, teeth as white as pearls, lips as red as rubies, won't you be my girl? I love you so, I'll never let you go. I'm gonna see your papa, just how much I love you, and ask him for your hand. I love you so, I'll never let you go. When I see you, dear, and I hold you near, my heart beats twice as fast. So come along, make me your own. You know our love will last. Let's go see the preacher, and we'll say I do. Then you'll know I love you, and my love is true. I
Swingin' Blackjacks from their EP, Four Hot Tracks. From the southern U.S., now living in Vancouver, we've got Robert Connolly Farr. We had him on the show last week. We're going to hear Gimme Your Money. And lately, this is Robert Connolly Farr from his release, Country Supper.
This is Robert Connolly Farr, and you're listening to my new album, Country Supper. The blues is alive and well on Blues Source Canada with Sir Ken Wallace here. Keep it safe and keep on listening, y'all.
Country Supper.
Robert Connolly Farr from Country Supper. Let's swing up to Northern Ontario. We've got Sunday Wild. She will be on the show next week. She's got a new release out. It's called Peace in Trouble. We're going to hear Trouble and I Never Get to Win. This is Sunday Wild from her newest release.
Trouble coming at never seen her ever getting wind.
Sunday Wild from Peace in Trouble. Let's turn our attention to Juno Award winner Steve Strongman from Hamilton area. This is his latest release, Tired of Talking. We're going to hear the title track and Paid My Dues. Let's enjoy Steve Strongman.
Thank you. Hi, this is Steve Strongman, and you're listening to Great Blues Tunes on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Thanks for your support, and let's keep enjoying the great blues music that Canada has to offer.
Strongman from Tired of Talking. We've got the latest release from Cheryl Lescombe and the Tucson Choir Boys. It is entitled Well Played. We're going to hear Wise Old Owl, and then we're going to have a chat with Cheryl Lescombe.
Thank you.
Featuring the recent release of a great album, Cheryl Lescombe and the Tucson Choir Boys. The album is entitled Well Played, and it's a very apt title because it is a terrifically well-played album. And joining us to talk about it is Cheryl Lescombe. Cheryl, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Ken.
The album is entitled Well Played. Where did this title come from?
My brain. I just, you know, the songs are sort of songs that you can grow old to, and songs that have, you know, I'm not a spring chicken, and neither is anything that I write about. So, and most of the guys in the Tucson Choir Boys and Chris included, I mean, we're all of an age. So we are all well played. The game has been well played. The music's been well played. And, you know, I just thought it was a great title.
Where did they get the title of Tucson Choir Boys from?
You know what? They're just a crazy bunch of guys. I think it was better than, you know, the Mississauga Choir Boys or whatever. I don't know. I have no idea. They had that name before I started working with them. So I've never really kind of gotten into that because I'm sure there's some sort of crazy ass story going on there.
So how did you get hooked up with them?
One of my first, actually my third CD, was High Heel Blues. And Ray Walsh, who's a bass player, was hired to play on the CD. And I just got along with him famously. And after that, we started writing. And so we've just been it's been really easy. He's just a really gentle soul and a great guy to work with. And the Tucson Choir Boys are all great too, including Chris. She's not a boy, but she's part of it. So they're just a great bunch of people to work with, and that's been happening now for, you know, well over since 2005. So yeah, it's been a while, and we really enjoy playing with each other, so it's great.
So basically the two of you write most of the tunes?
Yeah, I do the lyrics and have sort of a melody in my head, and then Ray and I get together and we kind of chop through things, and then we take it to the band, and the band sprinkles fairy dust on it. And then it's, you know, we kind of, this CD took 3 years. So because of the pandemic too, we were going to release it last year, actually in March. And when this started happening and all the rumors of, you know, our gigs going, and so there was no rush to kind of put this out. So I decided that let's just take our time and really mix this, get some different drums on there. So we kind of fine tuned it a little bit more than we would have maybe if. So, I mean, all things happen for a reason. And I'm glad that that this happened for a reason, because I'm really happy with the result.
How did you go about selecting the songs that appeared on the album?
Well, you write them, and then, you know, you can kind of, in every CD that I've written, you can kind of tell what phase I'm going through. And in this phase, I'm going through the I'm old and ignored phase. So the CD kind of reflects that.
Well, you know what? If you're old, I'm ancient. So take that for something, I guess.
You know what I mean, though, Ken? I mean, it comes, you know, I've got two sons, and I mean, I can't do it. It's just a comic. It's a comic routine when they get together, because it's just, oh, mom. And you just kind of, you know, you stand at the store and you kind of realize, well, I'm not going to get served first because I'm old. And there's all sorts of prejudice that come along with that. And I won't get into that, but it's comical as far as I'm concerned. But it is definitely apparent, and it's definitely there. So I wanted to write about it. Yeah, it's fun. No, it's fun. I'm really glad I have them. But holy smokes, they're kind of hard on you sometimes.
For folks that haven't heard the album yet, how would you describe the music on this album?
That's a tough one, isn't it? I don't know. It's sort of a bluesy, rootsy. Does that make sense?
Yep, it sure does.
Yeah, kind of. It's not commercial. It's not poppy. It's not, you know, people have been always hard pressed to put their finger on a label for me. And it's been kind of, I don't do classic 12 bar blues, but I have a very bluesy voice and my delivery is very bluesy. So the combination with the two-song choir voice being sort of much more acoustic and not, they don't have that heavy edge. That's what I love so much about working with them too, is because, you know, there's a yin and a yang there. If I could be Ozzy Osbourne if I wanted to be.
I've seen you perform numerous times, and what always strikes me is how much you enjoy being up on stage and singing your heart out. What's it been like the last little while not being able to perform?
It's been tough. It's been tough for everybody. I count myself lucky because I've had so many years of being able to do it. And you know, starting out in the early 70s and having the 70s, 80s, 90s, where you could make a real good living, you know, a living. You could buy a house, you could have a family, you could do it with making music full time. And now it's a whole different ballgame. So I just feel really blessed to be able to have done it for as long as I have. And if I can continue to do it, I'll be equally as blessed. I miss it a lot. Just because it's sort of like my therapy, and you know, you really, and all that fake love, you know, because I'm sitting here in my house with my dog, and you know, I miss that part of it. I miss people. I'm a people person, but I do feel really blessed to have had it for so long. I feel like I said bad for the people that haven't been able to have that sort of underneath their belt.
And you've certainly played and sang with a lot of great artists, Ronnie Hawkins, Long John Baldry. You're featured in the Mighty Duck Blues Band. Is there any one artist that you always felt that you really wanted to perform with and you haven't so far?
Lenny Kravitz.
Well, he would be honored, I'm sure.
I'm goofing around. You know what? I've been really lucky to play with some of the best in Canada. There's nobody that I'd really like to play with that I haven't played with. I'd feel blessed to play with anybody. I mean, I'd love to be able to play with, you know, somebody like Zeppelin or something like that, just for the heck of it. And, you know, Ann Wilson from Heart was a big part of the reason why I got into this business. And, you know, people like that, but, you know, to have the want to play with somebody, I've been really lucky. I don't want for anything anymore.
Well, that's a great feeling to sit there and say that. You've been involved for years with the Kitchener Blues Festival, performing and as a stage host. Is there anything happening this summer, or is it on the shelf as well?
We don't know yet. You know, we're hoping at some form. Last year there was some live streaming that we got together, and they had some grant money, so they used it doing just very small, 25 people in the audience or outdoors, and it was for Friday and Saturday night. But there was like maybe 6 or 7. It wasn't very many acts, and it wasn't something that, you know, I played to 25 people, and it was, you know, that kind of stuff I'd rather not play, because it really makes me realize what I don't have, you know. And having a live audience that's breathing on you and loving you is, you know, playing in a Trojan condom with a, you know, a shower curtain or whatever else is in front of you is just no fun. You can't see the audience. That plastic shower curtain it causes a glare, so you can't even see the people that are in front of you. All you can see is yourself. It's like playing in front of a mirror, which, you know, I'm done being 11 years old, so I don't have to do that anymore. You know, I don't even know where I'm going with that one.
Well, I sure hope it happens again. It's one of my favorite festivals, and I go every year, and it's just such a great plethora of
artists. Yeah, it will happen, Ken. I'm just not quite sure in what capacity. My big thrill is with the Kitchener Blues Festival has a Grand River Blues Camp for the kids that starts on the Tuesday before the festival, and then the kids, they kick off the festival on the Friday. So we get these kids for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday is showtime. And usually there's about 500 or 600 people, most of them, you know, involved with one of the kids. That's because there's 60 kids that come up, and we really have a good time. And that's my favorite part of the full festival, because these kids are just, you know, Matt Weidinger's come up from there. And there's been a lot of great kids that have that are now teaching. And it's just such a thrill, because, you know, just the next generation, and seeing how excitable they are and how talented they are. And that's my favorite part. And I don't think that's going to be happening this year just because of the COVID. But, you know, and last year, you see these kids like every year for, you know, like 8 years, 9 years. I was doing it for 10 years. And, you know, they kind of go through them, and you kind of hope that you get to see them next year because they grow and they change so much. But I've missed them. I really miss them. And that's what I'm missing more than anything, because if I don't see them for 2 years, there's some that I won't see again. So, yeah, that's poopy.
That's one of the things I've noticed in the blues world, or just about any part of the music world. There's a lot of up-and-coming young people that are quite dedicated, quite talented, and really want to get out there in front of audiences.
That's the only way you can do it. I mean, you know, if you want to be a musician and write music, you can. But if you want to be a performer, you have to have a live audience. And for me, that's always been the reason why I've done it. And I love it so much. And once you get that sort of bug, it's hard to stop. And without that, it's hard to focus. It's hard to get to understand where you're going with it. It's hard. So I'm really praying that we get back to bars, because bars are where kids learn, and we're, especially now with all the talent. Well, we have a Wednesday night jam here in Kitchener where the kids were invited to come down to Rhapsody Barrel Bar, and they played with all the seasoned musicians in town. We just had a big jam on Wednesdays, and so the kids got a chance to play and meet a lot of kids their own age, plus a lot of their mentors and people that were going to help them do anything as far as, you know, play their instruments, sing, or even, you know, help them figure out what songs, you know, anything, just to help them figure it out. And that's missing too. So we have to have a bar scene for us to have bands and for us to have performers. I mean, there's a big difference between a musician and a performer.
That's for sure. Cheryl, again, the album is called Well Played. It's Cheryl Escombe and the Tucson Choir Boys. Where can folks get a hold of the album?
www.cherylescombe.com. Encore Records in Kitchener has them. They've got all of my CDs. And on the website, you can get all the CDs also. So, it's there for your dining and dancing entertainment.
It's a great album, Cheryl. I've been enjoying it, and we'll be featuring it over the next couple of weeks on the show. So, again, thank you so much for your time, Cheryl, and hope to see you live on stage someday soon.
Yes, someday soon, Ken, we will. And you take care of yourself. In the meantime, stay healthy. Take care.
I'm laughing all the way to the bank. credit cards maxed out cause he's stolen my heart. I feel like a million with his hands on me. I got his love, I don't need his money. That's why I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I got my new lover to thank. Oh, pennies from heaven raining down on me. But I feel protected with those limbs around me. I'm not worried what tomorrow may bring. As long as he loves me, I don't need a thing. I don't want it if I can use it. I don't need it. I got my new lover to thank. I got my new lover to thank.
Many thanks to Cheryl Lescombe for joining us. Again, the album is called Well Played, and we're well played. We've played ourselves right out of time. You've been listening to Blue Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some Cliff Stevens. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blue Source International is coming up next.